But it's time now for us to welcome in our very first guest of today's show, continuing our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today we are shining the spotlight on Avon, and here to help us do that is Mike Laub, Avon Superintendent. Mike, thank you so much for the time today, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you guys? Thanks a lot for having me on.
Oh, we're doing lovely. I mean, if it's 50 degrees outside, it's great because that feels like, I don't know, 85 since we haven't seen 50, what feels like forever. But things are going well, and, you know, you guys have a lot of exciting things happening with the school system. I want to begin with the details of the continuous improvement plan, something you guys rolled out in the summer, and I know you guys are in the process of putting into place to execute through 2021. What are the main objectives of the continuous improvement plan?
You know, I think the main objectives of the plan are to support our mission and vision as a district, which is really high levels of education for all of our kids. And that's, academic education as well as, you know, teaching students how to develop as young people. So our plan, it's much like any other business has a strategic plan where they identify goals, and they identify tasks to complete those goals, and they also measure how they're doing on those things. So our continuous improvement plan or strategic plan does just that. It's our navigation, I guess, towards what we've identified are the most critical things that we want to address for kids in Avon. We do things that are outside the plan as well, but really those are our main focus areas, and we just want to continue to get better for kids.
And I think certainly what helps you guys out, you've talked with us plenty of times before, talking about how you have so many wonderful individuals who are making such a positive influence on the kids, and you guys have what's called a PBIS model. And I'll let you explain that here in a second, but it encourages good behavior and decision-making. Tell us about this program. What does PBIS stand for, and what's the basis behind it?
Well, positive behavior intervention supports, some people define the acronym differently, but really what it really means is our approach to instilling a culture in our district and sets of expectations with kids of what's appropriate and what might not be appropriate, but really a focus more on recognizing the good stuff and a belief that recognizing the good stuff will help lead us to the behavior that we're hoping and the development of our young people the way we're hoping. And we understand that that's not a one-size-fits-all thing. It's individualized. Different students come to us from different places, different backgrounds, and different sets of expectations. And what that helps us do is provide a consistent expectation for students as they spend time with us in the district. And we're fortunate, Andy. You know, we have great families and great kids from great families who are supportive, and we really are excited. This is a program that we need to continue to develop and be consistent with as a district, and our folks are taking that on.
Again, Mike Laub, Avon Superintendent, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, all part of our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Boy, the high school has done a number of wonderful things for you guys, and most recently, the high school earned the first College Board AP Computer Science Female Diversity Award. And this is a pretty big deal because there were 18,000 schools involved. Tell us about the kids involved and why this was so impressive.
Well, it's really neat. The College Board takes a look at all the AP offerings, and they have different levels of things that indicate success, not just passing the test or number of kids taking it. They look for the diversity in certain areas as well. And computer science is an area that, quite frankly, the College Board has recognized has been very male-dominated in as far as kids taking it. They wanted to encourage more female participation. And we have, in 1 year's time, we've tripled our female participation in our AP computer science course. And I think our goal is like their goal. We want to get young ladies involved in some of these courses where, you know, we don't see as much female involvement because we want the opportunity to be provided to everyone. So we're very proud of that award because it shows, it really reveals our goal, and that's we want to give all students as much opportunity as possible.
Mike, when you say you tripled it, how were you able to do that? Was it just a matter of some people or some women, perhaps just a little standoffish of it because it is so male-dominated, or did it just need to kind of get out there a little more?
I think it just needed to get out there. I think a lot of times opportunities for our young ladies as well. I think there's this stigma of, well, that class is more for young men, that class is more for young ladies, and some of that still exists. And I think our job is to break that down because they're really not gender-specific courses. They're things that I think certain kids gravitate to, and I think over time they create their own little division. But I think also it has a lot to do with who we have teaching the courses and their ability to engage kids and kids' relationship with them. And we've got some awesome people doing that work, so that helps.
Well, and you guys do a number of wonderful things that really kind of get the kids to come out and participate. I know the last time we had you on, we talked about a lot of the different after-school activities that you guys have, and you mentioned to us that, you know, more and more kids, instead of going straight home after school, there are so many after-school activities, they certainly enjoy sticking around and having some fun with their friends and learning in the process. Now, you guys recently had a shenanigans dodgeball tournament, and this sounds like it was a heck of a lot of fun. Give us the details behind this shenanigans dodgeball tournament. Who all was involved here?
Yeah, so this was over at our middle school. Dr. Kohler and Mr. Betts, our two administrators in that building. I think that building as a whole, in all of our buildings, but that building with this particular event, there's this really cool focus in our school district on giving back. And when we do that, we want to have some fun with it. So they put on a dodgeball tournament you had to sign up for, and they took the money that teams paid to be in the dodgeball tournament, and they donated that to the local Muscular Dystrophy Association. And, the shenanigans dodgeball is just one example of several in our school districts where we're trying to teach our kids the importance of service. And why not have a little bit of fun while you're doing it and help raise money for a good cause? So the shenanigans dodgeball is always a success, but really the greatest part about it is the kids are understanding that what they're doing is raising money for a great cause.
Can't help but think of that one scene in Super Troopers every time I hear the word shenanigans. It's always good stuff. I mean, you cannot think of that, can you? It's good
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, and we've got to ask you about one of your students who certainly has made some headlines, and not only locally here, but nationally as well in the NASCAR world. And please correct me if I'm saying this young lady's name incorrectly, but Samantha Spinelli, is that how you say her last name?
It is Spinelli. Very good.
So tell our listeners what she's been doing with NASCAR and how incredible this is.
Well, she's been an intern, person who's working on the sidelines, a reporter. And I don't know if you call it the sidelines in NASCAR because I'm not that familiar, but I think that's part of the point of why this is so cool. NASCAR definitely isn't something that we have an after-school activity for, like you mentioned earlier, but it's something that Samantha, she had the opportunity to go and see a NASCAR race and fell in love with it and put herself out there and has become an intern reporter for them and has been spending her weekends flying to NASCAR races and being, a sideline reporter for them, which is a pretty awesome thing. And if you read the interview that she did about it, she thinks one of the neatest parts of it is NASCAR isn't necessarily the most popular thing in Avon. And I think she really likes that. And I think it shows how our kids want to get out there and do things that are, sometimes maybe out of the norm of what everybody else around here is doing, but are really neat opportunities and share them. And that's exactly what Samantha's done. And we're certainly proud of that. I think it's a great story and a great experience for her.
Yeah, it's terrific. I mean, you mentioned she's kind of a sideline reporter, or she's in the pit. I'm not exactly 100% sure what the proper terminology is for NASCAR, but that is outstanding experience. I mean, at her age especially, that's really terrific. And, you mentioned a little bit of this, but I'm kind of curious as to how she got started. You alluded to some of it, the idea that, NASCAR isn't really popular in Avon, yet that was kind of what drew her to this. Were there any other elements that kind of drew her into this?
Not that I'm aware of. I read in the article about this that she obviously went and had a chance to attend a race And I don't know that she was overly excited to attend the race, but once she got there and experienced it, it was something that interested her immediately, because there's a lot more going on, as she put it, around the track than just people driving in a circle. There's a lot of ins and outs and different pieces and parts that are moving that she found to be very interesting. And she took the bull by the horn, so to speak, and said, hey, you know, I want to give this a shot. And I'm very proud of her for that.
Yeah, that's really, really cool stuff. Really cool stuff. Well, Mike, we've covered a lot of ground here today, from the continuous improvement plan to some shenanigans dodgeball to NASCAR. I feel like we've touched on just about everything here. We've hit on almost every single topic you can think of, and that just goes to show the complexity and just how many cool things are really happening in Avon. The students obviously doing some wonderful things, teachers and staff as well, and we always enjoy having you on to talk about all of that. Mike, thank you again very much for the time. We look forward to doing it again soon.
I appreciate it, guys. You have a good one.
Thanks. Thank you, Mike. You do the same again. Mike Laub, Avon Superintendent, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education Series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.